I want you to take your Bibles, turn to the book of Genesis chapter 8, and hold your place there, and turn to the book of Job chapter 37. The book of Genesis chapter 8, and then the book of Job chapter 37. In Genesis 8, we want to read verse 22. You pray for us as we try to bring the message this morning. Look at Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time, spring, summer, harvest, that's fall, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Now you might remember that verse. This is not necessarily what I'm going to preach on, but y'all remember that verse because you're always running into people that when it gets a little cool in August, or you have a warm, nice day in January, that they always run into you and they'll say, "Don't the Bible say that before the Lord comes that you won't be able to tell winter from summer?" How many of you ever heard anybody say that? Raise your hand. Okay, there ain't no such thing as that in the Bible. The Bible says the very opposite. You say, "Well, where'd that come from?" It comes from the pool hall or the bedside. That's that old grandma graveyard scripture that people just made up. The Bible calls that old wives' fables. I've heard people say all my life, "Well, you know, in the last days, you won't be able to tell winter from summer, and it's hot today, and it's January, and that means the Lord." No, that don't mean nothing. That just means it's hot today. The Bible said as long as the earth is here, there's going to be four seasons. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. Now look at Job 37. And verse 6. Job chapter 37, verse 6. Here's some amazing scripture. "For he saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth." That means when the Lord says it's going to snow, it snows. If the Lord don't say it's going to snow, then it don't snow. You know when it's going to snow? When the Lord tells it to snow. Now, I wish He'd tell it to snow tonight. As soon as church is over with, it can snow a foot for all I care. I know you kids probably would like to be out of school tomorrow. But that's why weathermen get it right sometimes, sometimes they don't. And nowadays, they hide behind little phrases like, "There's a 40% chance of precipitation." And that way, whether it rains or not, they don't look like a fool. You know what that means? It means they don't know what it's going to do. That's what that means. If they knew it was going to rain, they'd say, "It's going to rain, folks." But they're hardly ever able to do that. God keeps it just far enough away from them so they won't get too big for their britches. And did you know when it snows? When the Lord tells it to snow. "Likewise to the small rain, to the great rain of His strength." Look at verse 7. Here's where you get your fingerprints. "He sealeth up the hand of every man." Ain't nobody's fingerprints like somebody else's. "That all men may know His work. Then the beasts go into dens." That's in the wintertime. "And remain in their places." Here's the winter. "Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God, frost is given." You ever wondered where frost come from? God breathes on it. "And the breadth of the waters is straightened. Also, by watering He wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth His bright cloud. And it is turned around about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come. Here's why winter time comes. Whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. I want to preach to you this morning a few minutes on winter time. There's four seasons. God made these things to show us how life is. Now, don't you think if the Lord wanted to, when He created the earth, that He could have made the climate and the temperature to be the same all the time? Don't you think God could have invented plants that would grow and produce fruit and stay the same all year round, and when that fruit falls off, another fruit pops out? Sure, He could have done it that way if He'd wanted to. But God, in His wisdom, chose to let it be hot for a while, then let it be cool for a while, then let it be cold for a while, then let it be warm for a while, then back to hot, in cycles. And I believe that everything God does like that, He does it for a reason, and He done that to show you how your life is. Sometimes you're hot and sometimes you're not. Amen? Amen. I mean, is there anybody you know stays the same all the time? You're up, you're down. You're cold, you're hot. You're in, you're out. God is showing you something there through the seasons. Sometimes it's harvest, it's cold, lifeless, dead, freezing. Christians, churches, marriages, relationships, everything goes through those same stages. Sometimes you're on fire, sometimes you're cold as a wedge. Sometimes you're burning for God, and sometimes you're just cold as a block of ice. Sometimes your heart is fervent in prayer. Sometimes you got icicles dripping off your spiritual nose. Sometimes, brother, I like wintertime. I like summertime better, but I like wintertime. You just might as well learn to like it because it's coming. When a big old snow comes, boy, I got up on New Year's Day, the day it snowed, I got up and looked out the window, and man, it looked like a postcard out my front yard. Them pine trees, their limbs was bent way down, great big, just piles of snow, looked like shaving cream on those limbs, and it was a hanging down like that, and that snow was a falling in big old flake, just a pouring down. The air was gray, you couldn't see the sky. Boy, it looked like a winter wonderland postcard off of a Christmas card or a calendar or something like that. And to look out on a day like that, you'd think, Lord, it'll never get warm again. Sun ain't never going to come back out. But all that is a season. And that season will pass. And the sun, you wait here in about 8 weeks or maybe a little longer than 12 weeks, according to whether the groundhog sees his shadow or not. It's going to get warm. And brother, it ain't going to be long. You're going to come in here and you're going to start pulling them coats off and you're going to say, turn up the air condition. Summertime's coming, for Lord don't come. But we're in wintertime. In wintertime, schools close, factories shut down, the air gets chilly. Boy, that wind feel like it'll cut through you sometimes. Transportation is choked. People are out of work. It costs more to live. It costs more to spend. Listen, if you can make it through January and February, December, January and February, you can live pretty good the rest of the time if you can pay your bills during the winter months. The chill factor goes down, down. The weathermen begin to tell you. They begin to talk about this. They begin to talk about it being partly cloudy and an 80% chance of this and that. And brother, you don't never know from one day to the next what it's going to do. That's what we call winter time. I heard about this old fella sitting out in front of a service station. An old country fella, an old time country hick. And boy, he's out there and he's just sitting there spitting, you know. And a tourist come in from out of state. He began to talk to him. That fella had a rope. Had it tied like from his chair or something out here or something like that. And the tourist stopped and he said, what's the idea of the rope? He said, that's a weather gauge. And the tourist scratched his head a minute and looked at it and he said, what do you mean, weather gauge? I don't understand that. How's that tell the weather? He said, well, if it's swinging back and forth, the wind's blowing. He said, if it's wet, it's raining. And the guy just went on and kind of just scratched his head because he couldn't figure out that old fella had a way of telling the weather. One student was in college and the professor said, he was telling, he said, now in cold weather, things contract, and in hot weather, things expand. When it gets hot, it gets bigger, and when it gets cold, it gets shorter, and when it gets hot, it gets longer, and contracts and expands, and contracts and expands, and that's how come you get roof leaks and, you know, things, because it swells and gets little and big and little and big. He said, now can you give me an example? And one small little student said, yep, the days are longer in the summer and shorter in the winter. He didn't appreciate that much. But what he was saying is, there's a big, big difference between winter and summer. Back when your kids was out in the yard taking the water hose to each other last July and August, you remember how we done over at camp? You parents might not know this. I might not, I'll tell you. We had a water balloon fight, and brother, it degenerated and degenerated into just, we were getting water hose filling up balloons, and finally it just got the water hose fight. And man, you talk about that cold water over there in Bryson City coming out of those mountains. It was cold. I mean, brother, that water was cold, and it felt good. It was so hot that time of year. Now, can you imagine that now? You imagine going out in your yard this afternoon and turning the water hose on you and squirting you. You can't imagine that hardly, can you? You know why? Winter times come. Boy, sometimes in the church, everything's going great. Boy, the Lord's a blessing. The Son of God's a shining. And it's hot, boy, and we're all having a time. It's hard to imagine it can get cold and dead and icy, ain't it? But it can, it will. It does. Now I'm going to tell you why. First thing I want to say right quickly is the characteristics of wintertime. Ice and snow and cold come often. They might not come every day, but they'll come. Water gets down below 32 degrees and, brother, it begins to freeze. And what a lot of people don't realize is that wintertime is coming to their life. You young people that's sitting in here this morning, you are here, you're healthy, you're vibrant, you've got your youth, you feel good. You know what? You're in your summertime right now. But winter's going to come to your house. Winter's going to come. There'll be a day when you'll wake up and cry. There'll be a day when your heart will be broken. There'll be a day, and if you don't prepare for wintertime while you're in the summertime, you'll freeze to death in the wintertime. These two fellas, they went up in Klondike or Yukon or somewhere, and they found these, they went in there, this like a frozen cave, and they opened and chiseled in there and got through and got into the cave, and it's solid snow, and they got down into that ice, and there was a bunch of trunks and treasure chests of gold. And brother, there was two skeletons found inside that little cave with that gold. And it was two explorers who went up there many, many years ago to find gold. They went when it was warm. They found the gold. They found more gold. Every day they kept finding more and more gold. And they kept packing it up and packing it up. They forgot how quickly wintertime descends on that country. And so they hid the gold and had it there, and they were getting more and more and more. And one day they woke up and a big blanket of snow was on the outside, and it got worse and worse and snowed them in, and they could not get out. And as a result, wound up starving to death and running out of supplies, and they died because they didn't prepare for the winter time that was coming.
When I think of that, I think of all the people in McDowell County. I think of all the people probably right here in this church that it's summertime in your life. You're finding a lot of gold now, but you're not preparing for the terrible times that's coming ahead. You're not preparing for those dreadful days. You're not preparing for that day when you go to the funeral home. You mentioned going to the funeral home and looking at the death, the face of a loved one to most people. And you know what they say? They say, "Whew, don't talk about that." Well, you might as well talk about it because it's coming. The day will come when your phone will ring. The day will come when somebody will knock at your door. The day will come when bad news will come to your house. Winter time will settle in. It may be awful warm at your house this morning. You may seem like you've got it made and it don't matter. No matter what happens, things is always going to go well with you. But the day's going to come when you'll hang your head and cry. The day's going to come when your heart's going to feel like it'll come out your mouth. All you young girls, teenage girls, the day's going to come when you'll cry and you'll say, "Oh God, why'd this happen? Oh God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen." You young men, the day's going to come when your heart is broke. Winter time's going to come to everybody. Coming to everybody. Thing about winter time is the face of the sun is often hid. You know the sun don't shine much in the winter. Well, as I said a minute ago, the days are shorter for one thing. And sometimes it's more cloudy and you get more precipitation. Up there in Pennsylvania where I was preaching a few weeks ago, up on the other side of Erie, Pennsylvania, there's a little like a valley. And the interstate goes up through there, and they said on one side of the interstate, that area in that section of the country gets less sunshine than anywhere in the United States. And it snows all the time. Snows nearly every day in the bad part of winter. Last December, they got something like 300 inches of snow in 1 month, which is near a world record. Now, what does that mean? That means when it's a real bad winter, the face of the sun is often hid. And brother, when it's winter time at your house, sometimes the Son of God can't be found. Have you ever got up one day and read your Bible and prayed? Now listen to me. There's a little bit too much commotion back in there. Listen to me real careful. Have you ever got up and, brother, it just felt like the Lord is so close you could just reach over and touch Him? I mean, He was there. And then circumstances change and things go wrong and everything begin to go haywire. Maybe you have family troubles, or maybe you lose your job, or maybe something, and wintertime set in on you and God can't be found. Well, if you ain't never had that experience, you just hold on. It's a coming. It's a coming. Not only that, but in wintertime, the characteristics of winter is that which has no clothing or shelter is often killed. Is often killed. It freezes to death. If there's a thing, somebody, if they're out in a snow blizzard, if they don't have no clothing or no shelter, they'll freeze to death. Now, clothing in the Bible is represented, of course, by the Lord Jesus Christ, and shelter is to be in a good, warm, spirit-filled atmosphere where there's some fire. Now, even though it may be cold outside, the fire can be burning on the inside. Brother, I'm glad to say this morning that even though it may be spiritually winter time out there in this old world, brother, that if we keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning, we won't freeze to death. You can go to some places this morning spiritually and freeze to death. You ever heard of they call him the first church of the refrigerator, Pastor Dr. Jack Frost? Well, brother, that's the truth. You go into a lot of places, and spiritually speaking, brother, you'll freeze. I mean, our heat was tore up last week, and it got a little cold in here. And we're sitting here, boy, and people wrapped up with coats and are wiggling their toes trying to stay warm. But that's nothing. That's nothing what it takes to stay warm spiritually in a lot of so-called houses of worship, brother, when we need to have the fire of the Holy Ghost burning to keep people warm from the wintertime. You know something? I heard about it someplace up in West Virginia or somewhere where there's a big coal mine. Everybody sit right still now. Don't nobody else move, okay? Don't nobody else move unless it's an emergency and you have to get up. They said there's a place up there underground, and they said there's a fire burning down there, and since 1919, there's been a fire burning underneath there, and it keeps the ground warm, the grass stays green all winter long above it. I hope and pray that this church can be a church that even though spiritually speaking, the world's freezing to death, there's not much knowledge of God, there's not much Holy Ghost warmth, I pray and hope that the grass will stay green here. The Holy Ghost of God will burn. You know something? Animals. Did you know that animals, little ants and stuff like that, have antifreeze in them to keep them from freezing to death in the winter? Really? And it's a chemical called glycerin. And scientists got some of that stuff, and they noticed in studying certain kind of ants and bugs that in the wintertime, they have like 10% of this chemical in their body. And in the summertime, they don't have any. And in the wintertime, it goes up to 10%, and they analyze that stuff, and it's the very same thing that man makes antifreeze out of for cars. God put it in them little bugs. I mean, good night, they ain't got much meat on their bones. I mean, an ant, son, their legs look like hairs. Have you ever seen a fat ant? I mean, their legs ain't. Their body might be, but their legs. And can you imagine trying to stay warm if you was a little bitty bug? God has to put something in them to keep it circulating, keep them from freezing to death. I'm telling you this morning, out in this old cold world, God has to put something in you, some Holy Ghost antifreeze to keep you from freezing to death too. Let me say secondly this morning, the purpose of winter. Why does God let it get cold? Why does God let tragedy come to my life? Why does God let bad things happen to me? Why does God let people die? All these people at the funeral home this morning, and brother, they're sitting around there. I went over there to that house, the Sanders house, where the little baby died just 2 weeks ago. The little twin girl. And she laid her down the crib, and they call it crib death, I suppose. Her, that little three-month-old baby died. And I went over to the house. And the family was standing around in the kitchen, and they were all going like this. And the mother was sitting on the couch, and she was saying, why? And she was crying, and she was bawling. Winter time had come. You better be getting ready for it, because it's coming to your house. If the Lord don't come, every family in this church is going through winter time. Cold times up ahead. The forecast is it's going to get cold over at your house sooner or later. Has to. There's a purpose for it. Don't you think if God had planned it that way, He could have fixed us where everything stayed good all the time, even churches, if everything stayed on fire all the time? Listen, I've heard people think, some people think you got to shout every time you go to church. You got to have a great time. Brother, that ain't God's plan. The hard times have to come. The burdens have to come. The cold days have to come. There's got to be services that keep us dead and cold. You know why? Keep us faithful on our knees and praying that God won't leave us. God lets wintertime come for correction. Lot got out of the will of God, decided he'd do what he wanted to do. And God said, all right. If you made up your mind you're going to do what you want to do, I'll just let you go through wintertime, son. And it was like years. God let Jonah go into wintertime. God let Joseph go into 13 years of winter. God let Job go through wintertime for 7 straight years. Now, I'll tell you something this morning. If you won't get right with the Lord, you won't trust Him, and you're bound and determined that you're going to go your own way, you know what God's going to let happen to you? He's going to let tragedy, He's going to let trouble, He's going to let things happen that'll freeze you out, brother, to bring you to your knees. Winter times are coming. Severe trials Job had. Severe trials. He cried over. There's been many persons sitting in my office. Put their hand down in their face. He said, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do. This has happened. That has happened. They said, my wife left me. My husband left me. I just found a Dear John note on the table. I've lost my job. I found out I've got cancer.
and bow their head and cry, winter time comes. And a lot of times winter time comes and it's our fault because we won't live for God, and the Lord has to let things happen to us to get us to straighten up. Sometimes it's not, but sometimes it is. Thirdly, the benefits of winter. What good does it do? You say, what good does it do for God to let the leaves fall off the trees and the sap to go down in the roots and freeze the ground and let ice all over the place? There's some benefits. First, it takes a deep freeze to open the earth. And for moisture, it cracks the earth so moisture can get down in the world and kill damaging bugs and insects. It kills diseases. Have you ever heard anybody say, boy, I sure am glad to see this snow. I wish it'd come good and kill this flu bug. People quit getting the flu. You know what they're saying? They're saying when wintertime comes, when God lets the world freeze, when it gets cold out there, that it kills damaging bugs and insects. And when the weather gets hot, them old bugs just crawl. I believe a lot of times God, listen to me, y'all listening? I believe a lot of times God lets a church go through a cold spell and wintertime to get the bugs out of it. Because there's a bunch of old bugs going around. I just call them old spiritual ticks. And they just go from one place to the other, sucking up blessings. And they just go where the weather's warm. And God lets a good deep freeze come in once in a while to kill that crowd so the fruit can grow and the crops can grow and the benefit plants can be real. You know that? Not only that, but you get rid of dead wood in the wintertime. Lord, go out there and gather us up some sticks. Pile in the wood. You got a great big pile of wood out behind your house. That's dead wood. You know what you do with that dead wood in the winter? You burn it. God lets winter time come to your life. You know why God lets some of you people go through the problems you're going through? So you'd burn a bunch of that dead wood you got in your life. You know why God lets you get fired? You know why God lets you maybe lose your health? You know why God has maybe let you lose a loved one? It's to help you to get the junk out of your life that'll kill you and destroy you. And you better turn to God with it this morning. The more severe the winter, listen to this, the more severe the winter, finances, he lost his bank account, he got a disease, he got boils all over him, he was in bad shape, he cried out, said, oh God, why is it going so bad with me? And God let Job go through 7 years of cold, hard winter. And the Bible said in the last chapter of the book of Job that the Lord blessed the latter end of Job and gave him twice more than what he had before. I look around here this morning, I can see people that it's winter time at your house. It's winter. Folks, I know that nothing hurts any worse than for it to be cold and rainy and the wind blowing outside, and be cold and rainy and the wind blowing inside. Have you ever got up in the morning and when you woke up, you dreaded seeing another day? You thought, why couldn't I just stay asleep? Why do I have to live? Have you ever laid down at night and said, I dread it, another night, tossing, turning, dreaming, nightmares, worrying? It's wintertime. Know what thrills me this morning? If you're a Christian this morning, God letting you go through wintertime, He's getting you ready for the best crop of fruit He's ever brought forth in your life. Hang in there. Hang in there. Groundhog might see you shatter, might not, or whichever one's supposed to be. But it won't be long until one day you'll walk out,
You'll feel a little warmth. And the next thing you know, there's little buds coming out on the trees. I remember when I was little, still going to school, 8th to 9th grade. Back then, Daddy worked on the 3rd shift. He'd come home at 7, 10 minutes after 7 of the morning. We'd already be up getting ready to go to school. I remember we had 2 great big poplar trees out behind our house. And in the springtime, I'd go out, and every morning about it, I'd look up, and them little leaves would be a little bit bigger. They'd be a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger. One day you'd walk out there, boy, and that whole tree would be just fluffy, beautiful green. Next thing you know, we'd be down there in the garden. Be planting them. Next thing, you'd be out there walking barefooted. And before long, you're picking big, juicy, ripe tomatoes. The winter has passed. I won't tell you here, Christian, this morning that's going through a hard time. I won't tell you, whoever you are that you think winter time is set in, it ain't never going to be over with. Just hold what you got. It'll be spring pretty soon. In the dead of winter, you can look forward and say, won't be long. Birds will be a-singing. Bees will be a-making honey. Brother, you'll be able to bloom and blossom again. You know up there in Pennsylvania where I was talking to you about a minute ago? Listen to this. I'm going to tell you a couple of things and I'm through. That preacher told me, he said, the sun don't shine around here. We have the worst winters. The ground gets white sometime in December and you don't see it again until April. But he said, this place up here has the best fruit and vegetables anywhere I've ever been. He said, we got the best tomatoes, ripe and juicy, the ground ripe. You know why? Because the more severe the winter, the more better crop that'll come in the next year. You know, when you look at it that way, wintertime ain't so bad, is it? When you look at it like God's freezing out all the germs and the diseases and the bugs out of your life, it's not as really as bad as you thought. When God first let me go through a couple of little winter times after I got saved, I flipped my lid. I said, what's going on? It ain't supposed to be like this. And somebody didn't set me down and tell me what I'm telling y'all this morning. That you always can't be on the mountaintop. You always can't shout. You always can't feel like you're the spiritual hero of the world. You always don't get a blessing at church. You don't always feel good when you come to the house of God. Wintertime comes to everybody. Boy, I thought the Lord done left me and I was all washed up. But you know what? I tried to hang in there and it wasn't long. I'd hear something going. I can't do bird sounds too good. Yeah, I go. That don't sound like birds. It sounds like gnats. See them too. And it wouldn't be long until flowers would start popping out in my soul. And the next thing I knowed, I'd be up in church. Woo! Hallelujah! And I thought, well, it got summertime and I didn't even notice it. Here a while back, I was crying because it was winter. Now the Lord doesn't let me be in the summer. If you're in summertime here, you're headed for winter. If you're in wintertime, you're headed for summer. We go through those things. And I'll tell you something good about it. There's a mother who had a little baby born. Their baby was handicapped. And of course, it just tore them all to pieces. When their baby, you look forward to a baby for 9 months. You make plans. You just imagine it growing up, having a life of its own, all these great. When the baby was born, it's handicapped. Couldn't even function. I'd like to kill that lady. She thought, oh, it's the most devastating thing that ever happened. But as years went on, the Lord used that little handicapped child to help her. And she said, that brought us closer to God than anything that's ever happened. And she could look back and say, I thank God for that little girl. Isn't that something? Sometimes the worst thing in the world, you think something that's happening is the worst thing in the world. 10 years from now, you'll look back on it and say, God knew exactly what He was doing by allowing that thing to come in my life. The longer I'm saved, the more amazed I am that nothing can happen to a Christian to what God won't bring something good out of it if you'll live for Him and trust Him. It's amazing. Don't get all upset when something goes wrong. Don't get all bent out of shape and throw in the towel. You just hang around a while and watch what God does with it. I heard about a fella back years ago when he said they were taking him to the queen, the queen of somewhere where he had been sentenced, and they were going to burn him at the stake. And his motto was, all things are for the best. He'd always say that. And they said, yeah, you're going to get hanged over there. All things for the best, huh? Yes, sir. All things are for the best. And on his way over there, he fell off a horse and broke his leg. And they said, now you're going to still say all things are for the best? You got your leg broke, going to be sent? He said, all things are for the best. And he had to delay his trip there a little while. And by the time he got able to travel again, the queen had died. And he got set free and got to go back home safe and sound. Amen. You say, Brother Danny, bad things are happening to me. Well, just hold your horses. Don't do nothing stupid. Hang around a little while and see what God's going to do. You have one responsibility. Everybody in this church has one responsibility, and that's to turn it over to Jesus. Now, your life is in a mess, and you can't straighten it out yourself. You can't help yourself. The Lord is your only hope. You ain't got no hope but the Lord. I mean, you've tried to straighten up and you can't. You won't long. Your only hope's in Jesus Christ. If it's wintertime at your house, let me remind you, friend. Let me tell you. Let me remind you. Let me hammer it in your head that Jesus is your only hope. Let's stand together, heads bowed. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, come and get us a song this morning. No talking, no looking around. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Is it wintertime at your house? While they get us a song this morning, why don't you turn it over to Jesus? Are you weary, heavy laden? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Is it wintertime over where you live? Is it cold in your heart? You feel like you ain't got no hope? Why don't you just turn it over to the Lord and say, Lord, I know summertime gonna come again. Lord, I know the bells will ring, the birds will sing. God may be wanting to do something special for you this morning. Come to Jesus. Just get out of your seat right now. Make your way down here to this altar. Thank the Lord for these that are already coming. God may be wanting to do a miracle in your life this morning. Wintertime over at your house. Your only hope. Getting it right with Jesus. I want to ask you a question. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you don't have no other hope but God, friend. You don't have no other hope. Why don't you come? Thank God. Thank God for these that are coming. Amen. Need some help, ladies. Maybe God has spoken to your heart. Amen. Maybe God is dealing with you this morning. God may be wanting to let you know He ain't forsaken you. If you're a Christian, if you're here this morning, you've never been saved. You've never been saved by the grace of God. Why don't you come to Jesus this morning? Why don't you come? Just get out of your seat and come. Just step out right there where you are. Come on down here to this altar. Let's get it settled. Would you? Would you come right now? Would you come? Oh, dear Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that You'd help these that need to come today. Oh God, I know You're able to do it. I know You can do it. I know You will do it if they'll trust You. Help them, Lord. Make that great step of faith. In Jesus' name we pray and for Jesus' sake. Amen. While we sing, won't you come right now?
Hear the blessed
sound. Just get out of your seat and come right now. Come on. Come on to Jesus. Come on while we sing. Sing it.
Come no longer tarry. I, Your load will bear.
Got a heavy load? Bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. Everybody sing now. Sing it out.
Unto me.
Louder.
I will give You rest.
The Lord wants you to come to Him today.
Take my yoke upon You. Hear me and be blessed.
Hallelujah.
My yoke is easy and
We're going to sing one more verse this morning. You're here at the right place today. Right up here at this altar is where you can get everything took care of, fixed up, get your heart right with God. You can lay home, go home tonight, lay down on your pillow. You can know everything's right in your heart. It's just a simple step of faith. God will help you if you'll let Him. You got to take that first step. While we sing this next verse, God's been dealing with you. Maybe you need to do it. Why don't you do it right now? Why we sing? Come on, come on, come on right now. Come on right now. You disappointed, just wandering here and there, loaded down with care. The Lord will help you.
Unholy feeling,
amen. Amen.
Struggle in your breast.
Sing it now.
Bring your case to Jesus.
Yes.
He will give you rest.
Sing.
God.
Come on. Come on. Let God help you this morning.
I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon.
The Lord will help you this morning. The Lord will help you this morning.
Amen.
Help us, ladies. Let God do a work in our heart. Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. Sing another one. All right, we'll sing another one since He's moved. Maybe God's dealing with your heart. It's winter time at your house. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. There's prayers being answered. Winter times are coming. Turn it over to Jesus. Come on.
Come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you.
The Lord can help you today. You'll let Him.
Be blessed.
Amen.
I am meek and lowly.
Come on. The Lord has touched some people here this morning. And you that were sitting here this morning, it's summertime at your house, you are saying, well, I don't know if that message is important or not. But you can see from here this morning, there's some people in wintertime. A message like I preached this morning, it either means a whole lot to you or it don't mean nothing. If it's summertime and everything's going good, it don't hardly do much for you. Boy, if you're in the wintertime, God will use it to minister to your heart. Now, there's some folks up here doing business. There's prayers being answered right here on this altar this morning. Maybe the Lord has spoke to somebody else. You know if He has. One of these days, you're going to have to face these things I've been saying. Might as well get ready now. I want us to sing the chorus just one more time. God is dealing with your heart. Please come. Please. He's your only hope. Just the chorus.
Come.
Would you come?
Unto me.
Would you come right now?
I will give
me.
Take my yoke upon you.
Sing it. Just play softly, and these are still praying. It's very, very important that someone's completely satisfied before they get up. We don't want to rush them. Amen. That's important business. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want you to remember the services this evening. Our preachers, 15 after 6. Y'all might tell the other preachers if you see them up in the old building in the children's church. We'll be with the ladies tonight. All the ladies of the church. Teenagers on up. We need some help and things coming up. We need to have a Dorcas Club meeting after church tonight. A lot of other things we'll be doing tonight. You come praying, come expecting, come believing. May the Lord bless you as you go.
All minds and hearts clear. You're at liberty to go. Good day, and the Lord bless you.